Larry and Ken, I think we agree. How do you force change, though? I mean, Larry, BlackRock has really been on the forefront of the ESG movement within corporate governance and a real leader, and yet change is so slow. So what is, and Ken as well, how do you force change when it is so incremental and so gradual? How do you do something more radical? Have you thought about that? Has the board of American Express thought about more radical things we could do to enhance diversity and inclusion?
If we are not a mirror of who our clients are, we're going to fail. And so here's a big issue. 55% of all wallets are managed by women. I actually believe we are going to have 55% of our citizens to be female, because we're going to be a mirror of our clients. If the African-American population of America is 16.2, I expect one day we to be closer to 16.2, and on and on and on.
That admission that you just heard, that admission from BlackRock CEO Larry Fink, that they were going to be pushing ESG initiatives all throughout their company, not only just got leaked out, but now that admission is forcing state legislatures to take action against BlackRock. Wait until you see the latest blowback against this woke nonsense. It's going to absolutely make your day. Hey, gang, it's me, Dr. Steve, your patron professor, here to help you stay sane during these insane times. So make sure to smack that bell and subscribe button, and let's dive right in. The trillion-dollar asset manager BlackRock, and particularly its CEO Larry Fink, are on the hot seat today, as you just heard. Comments made by Fink back in 2017 regarding their ESG initiatives are making waves right now among conservatives and are now even causing red states to take action against the investment giant. ESG stands for Environmental and Social Governance Policies, which is functioning very much like a social credit system comparable to the Chinese system. And it's being imposed on businesses by companies like BlackRock. And basically what they do is they, in effect, blackmail other businesses into adopting similar ESG standards in their companies, or BlackRock won't invest in them. I mean, it's very pernicious. When you've got a trillion-dollar company seeing it as their mission to impose ESG not on just their own personnel, but on all of the innumerable companies they're investing in, that's pretty outrageous. And the reason why our federal government is doing absolutely nothing to stop this, it doesn't matter if Republican or Democrat, doesn't matter. The reason no one is doing anything about this is because they're all in cahoots with it. Now, we learned that from James O'Keefe's bombshell hidden video exposing the inner workings of BlackRock some weeks back. According to this employee caught on hidden camera, you can basically buy a politician for as little as $10,000. Moreover, this guy revealed that one of the primary ways BlackRock buys off politicians is through insider trading information. Surprise, surprise, right? We've talked about this before. There's a little known trading secret among the insiders, as it were. You always track what corporate CEOs are doing with their own company's stock. That's the key. So if a CEO is buying up a bunch of his own company's stock, that means he likely just had a board meeting that produced numbers for an amazing sales quarter, right? So their stock is going to surge as soon as they report those numbers. And so the CEO is positioning himself to profit from that future surge. But of course, it works the other way. If we see these CEOs dumping their company's stock, then you know they had a bad quarter and they're bailing out before their stock tanks once word gets out. And by the way, you may not know this, but you and I actually have access to that very same inside information. It's actually found on a little-known SEC database where we can see what and when these CEOs are buying up in real time, and then we get to piggyback on their trades to gain the same advantage for ourselves. Gang, that's why you have got to click on that link below and sign up for a free training with me and my good friend Ross Givens. You've seen Ross many times on this channel. It's this Thursday, March 28th, 3 p.m. Eastern. It's a free training. Ross is an insider trading expert whose recommendations have led to investment returns of over 200%. Some have hit as high as nearly 1,500%. It could be absolutely amazing free training where you and I can learn how to trade with the exact same insider knowledge as these politicians, but we do it legally and ethically. But don't wait. Seating registration is limited, so click on that link below right now. Register today. And I'll see you tomorrow for an event that promises to change your life. So in a nutshell, that's why federal politicians simply aren't doing anything about this. They're in cahoots with it. But we do have state legislators, particularly red state legislators, rising up and standing up in the gap. It's being widely reported that the state of Mississippi has issued a cease and desist letter to BlackRock, alleging that the firm has committed fraud by misleading investors in its ESG initiatives. This is amazing. The Mississippi Secretary of State delivered the order and a notice of intent to impose a multi-million dollar penalty on BlackRock, which would be the first of its kind in terms of penalizing firms, penalizing them for their DEI initiatives. Now, the concern here, of course, is that investors should be made aware that BlackRock is basically engaged in blatant partisan politicking. In other words, look, if you want to be a de facto surrogate of the Democrat Party, go ahead. But you got to let your investors know that that's who you are and that's what you're doing, because I can assure you many of them will not want to be investing with you. Now, what's so interesting here is that Mississippi is actually joining another state, Tennessee, which is also officially suing BlackRock in a first-of-its-kind ESG lawsuit. Tennessee Republican Attorney General Jonathan Scrimeti filed the lawsuit charging that BlackRock has, quote, been on the forefront of using aggressive strategies to push controversial environmental, social, and governance goals across the assets it manages. So just like Mississippi, Tennessee officials are stating that BlackRock has a responsibility to inform their investors on how their money is being managed, especially in terms of how it's being managed to further far-left ideological agendas. And according to Tennessee officials, BlackRock, it's actually been rather deceiving when it comes to their commitment to pushing ESG and DEI initiatives. So this is going to be really fascinating to watch in terms of how the Mississippi and Tennessee cases develop. But what they both indicate is a rising red state backlash against all things woke. One of the themes we talk about a lot on this channel is the notion of sanctuary states, red states that put up legal and administrative barriers, literally walls between their citizens and all things Washington and woke. And that's exactly what we're seeing here. So good on both Mississippi and Tennessee officials for standing up for their citizens and for conservative values in our country. Don't forget, gang, click on that link below for a special free training on insider trading with my good friend Ross Givens and myself. Don't wait. There are only a limited number of seats, and it's almost all completely booked. So click on that link below and reserve your seat for a day that promises to change your life. God bless. Hey, gang, have you always wanted to explore historical cities with a group of courageous patriots? Well, now is your chance to embark on an exclusive adventure with me, Dr. Steve, and other patriots like you as we set sail on the Mediterranean. You are invited to join us this August on Royal Caribbean's luxury liner, the Voyager of the Seas. You get to spend time with me and other like-minded patriots during live onboard classes as we dive into topics like the rising parallel economy, the culture wars, and how you can share my optimism in conservative renewal. We'll discover enchanting architecture, timeless artistry, and breathtaking experiences as we adventure through Spain, France, and Italy. Enjoy incredible dining experiences, enriching education, and once-in-a-lifetime attractions each day of our journey. It will be a summer that you will never forget. Join me and your fellow patriots August 5th to 12th, 2024 for this unparalleled adventure. If you want more information or want to take part in our last minute pricing sale, my team's waiting to talk to you. There are only a handful of cabins left, so don't wait. Click on that link below or go to cruiseinfo.turleytalks.com to learn more. It's going to be an absolutely unforgettable trip, and I can't wait to spend it with you. Click on that link below right now.